National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Business Rockstars. I'm Alex Worley, joined by Robin Young, co-founder of Robin Young and Co. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. So we are going to talk all things branding. I love talking branding. So happy you're here. If you could start out by giving us a little bit of an overview of your entrepreneurial journey and how it led to you starting this company.
Sure. Gosh, I don't know how much time we have, so I'll try and keep it the Reader's Digest version. So my entrepreneurial journey started out actually in market research. So I worked with this company, Gallup and Robinson. You're probably familiar with Gallup. Mm-hmm, survey yep. is pretty big. For them, I did market research for big commercial companies like Nike and Target and Robbins Brothers. And really not the most fun work, but really, really important to learn how customers respond to certain commercial aspects like taglines and editorial content and in-store experiences and things. So I had a really great foundation in branding. And then I switched more into the creative side and I worked as a stylist. That was the first time I moved to LA. So I did that within, magazines and whatnot. And then everything was kind of making the shift to digital. So I followed suit. I worked with two different digital agencies, mostly working on influencer brands and with pseudo celebrities on their branded content. So this was way back in the day before, brand strategy or putting a brand identity was even a thing. So I really had to kind of guesstimate, what is my, my client's like brand really? It was something that I kind of had to figure out on my own. And then I finished off by working with a major, major company. So UCLA, who's got, 100 years of experience. So they have a very, very like solid brand in place. But I had to work within those confines and really create a way to take this existing brand and make it feel really fresh. And I worked on everything from like email campaigns to social media to like websites, just ran the gamut of different marketing materials. So really got a very like robust understanding of how branding worked. And awesome. I capped my experience off at General Assembly, which is a tech school. For them, I was more of like a producer, product manager. I worked with the product management, user experience design, and digital marketing courses. So I effectively learned how to launch a product, how to market that product, how to create a really engaging user experience design for that product. So that was the last piece I felt like I needed in order to effectively do this now for my own clients, for our businesses.
So cool. Yeah. We're going to dive more into that journey in just a bit, but cool. I want to play a little game. 60-second founder, it's so called. So you can give me your quick rapid-fire answers, starting cool. with who is your favorite entrepreneur?
Oh, Richard Branson.
That's such a good one.
Yeah, right.
Someone is very disruptive in your company in a negative way, but they're great at what they do. Do you keep them or fire them?
Oh, fire them. Yeah.
How many hours do you sleep a night?
7 or 8, actually.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Do you work weekends?
No, or at least I try not to.
Oh, wow. Look at you. You've got the balance.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
What is the first thing you do when you wake up?
Journal.
Mm-hmm. What rule do you live by?
You don't have to be a jerk to be successful.
And it's so true.
Right?
On a scale from 1 to 10, how weird are you?
10.
Oh, wow. High on the weird scale. Yeah. When did you realize you had the strength and power to become an entrepreneur?
I think I always knew it. I think I knew it from a big, like a really early on.
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
How would you describe yourself in one word?
strategist.
And if you could be a superhero or have a superpower, who would you be or what would you have?
Oh gosh, that's a hard one. I guess I would want to be in two places at once. That would be amazing.
Be so great. Yeah. Someone needs to invent that one.
Right?
So we can slow it down now and Perfect. Dive back into that journey of yours. Cool. What does it mean to you to be an entrepreneur?
So being an entrepreneur to me, it means that you have several different businesses or several different ventures. So I think being a business owner is, you know, really getting your feet wet and having that one business that's really booming. And then entrepreneurs are really more people who kind of have their feet in different things.
Okay. So would you consider yourself an entrepreneur?
You know, I am, even though Robin Young & Co. is just one business, I do have several different facets within that business. Like I have, you know, I have my main core business, which is the branding, but then I also have I teach workshops and I've got a boot camp coming up. So I do, you know, I do different facets within
sure.
that same company.
You have different revenue streams and business models within
exactly.
the one brand.
Right. Exactly.
Cool. Yep. Okay. So you pretty much left your 9-to-5 job abruptly when you were pregnant, right?
Yes.
And then you took this risk and decided to start your company. Tell me that story.
Oh, God. It's a really funny one. So I had decided... reluctantly, because I really loved the company and the team that I was working with. But I had always had this thing in my heart that just told me, nope, this isn't it. You're going to start something of your own and you're just going to get to creating and, you know, doing what you mm-hmm. love to do. And it felt like, okay, well, you know, maybe this is the right time. So I had made my decision. I'm like, I'm leaving. This is it. And, you know, my husband and I had been trying to have a baby all along, but, you know, with no success. But then the day after I decided that I was leaving, like, this is it. I'm leaving. I found out I was pregnant, like, just before I gave my 2 weeks. And I'm like, oh, God, like, can I still do this? Is this still responsible, you know, to take this kind of risk? Because I had no idea, no plan in place, no clients, like, nothing concrete. Before I left. So it was a risk, but I'm happy to say that it had a good
Yeah, it panned out.
Yeah, it panned out.
Okay, so what was it within you that just kind of knew you had to do this?
Maybe it was the baby. I mean, I don't know. I've just always had it. I've always kind of been a creative person. And to be honest, I felt like I've never been in a position where I felt like I'm using 100% of my potential here. You know, I feel like positions just really don't call for that. They want you to be really, really great at this one thing and that's it. You're this pillar. And I was never a pillar person. I was somebody who really liked to have my hands in different cookie jars. So I kind of have always known it. And I think this was just the time where it made the most sense in my life. And you know, before I was pregnant, but it ended up being great.
And you know what I love about your story is there's never the perfect time to start a business.
No.
And I think a lot of times I'll hear entrepreneurs say, I wish I would have started earlier.
Yeah.
You know? And so if you have an idea, if you have the passion, if, you know, worst case scenario is not that bad, you're going to survive, then do it now, you know?
Yeah. It's something that I try and remember too. And I think part of the advice that I would have given myself is like, you know, you're not going to be able to have everything figured out at the beginning. Cause I always assumed just, I'm kind of type A and I'm sort of a perfectionist. Like I assumed, no, I don't have enough experience or no, I don't know enough about X, Y, Z. It's impossible to have everything figured out.
Yeah. There's always going to be someone who knows more than you, but you just need to know more than your clients or customers or consumers,
right,
you know, at the
right.
end of the day.
Yeah. It's so true. Like to get started, you don't need to have all the answers,
no.
but you just need to trust yourself that along the way you're going to find them.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk branding since you are the branding expert. For entrepreneurs watching and listening who are just starting out, what is a branding toolkit you could provide them with? What are just a few things they need to get started with?
Sure. So this is part of what I teach in these workshops because this is information that's not really out there. It's you know, it's kind of hidden. And I think the way that most people think about branding is they assume like, oh, it's your logo, it's your color schemes, it's the look and feel of your website. And those are all important items to your branding, but they're more so how you communicate your brand, right? So your brand is really more so the heart of your company. It's, you know, the reason that you exist. It's your mission. It's your core values. It's the vision, the bigger vision that you have either for your company or how you're going to change the world or your niche. So I think the toolkit that I would give to them is really, really get to the why. So not just the what. What you do is important, and you have to be able to explain that, whether you're talking to stakeholders or customers or investors. You have to be able to explain what you do, but the why is so important. The why is what's going to rally your team and your eventual customers around you.
Yeah, because that's where the heart is and the humanness and the connection for the customer to care as well.
Right, right. And then you know, and then with that, your core values, like really what you stand for. So, you know, that's not going to change even if your company changes. So when you're just beginning, you don't know. You don't know how you're going to pivot or how certain things, you know, maybe the vehicle is going to change.
And even the logo and the colors may even change, you know, like all those tactical things can change and a lot of times should change.
Right.
But yeah, the core, your why, the heart of the company, I love that, should not.
So, yeah, exactly.
Great. Well, we're going to take a quick break, come back and talk more about building your business. So stay tuned. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
Business Rockstars.
Is Barack Obama out to stop President Trump? Now, Jerome Corsi's new bestseller, Killing the Deep State, reveals the insider story about Obama's closest allies in Washington. Killing the Deep State reveals the secret plan against President Trump. Newsmax says Killing the Deep State is the political book of the year. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. At bookstores everywhere, or get the free offer and save almost $30. Go online to killingthedeepstate.com. Killingthedeepstate.com. That's killingthedeepstate.com.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges...
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book
write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now
at 800-670-2142.
Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Welcome back to Business Rockstars. I'm Alex Worley, continuing my conversation with Robin Young. She is the founder of Robin Young and Company. So let's talk about where the idea came from. I mean, I know that you had this plethora of experience in branding. You knew you wanted to be an entrepreneur, but what made you go, this is it, Robin Young and Co.?
Yeah, it's so funny because when I first started, I really didn't have much direction because I had worked in all of these different facets, right? So, of course, you know, me, I'm like, oh, okay, we're going to be a full service, like from the get-go, we're going to do social media and content strategy and branding and web design and the whole gamut, right? So the funny part was is that it wasn't until I got more clear on my own brand, on that vision and who was I speaking to, and what was really important to me, that I started to be successful in my business. So I really kind of took a step back after a couple months of, you know, just in the you know, mouse wheel and not really getting anywhere with it. I took a step back and said, well, what's really important to me and what's the niche that I can carve out for myself that I really love and I really do well? So I came to, okay, I've worked with so many startups who, you know, you have basically graphic designers who expect you to come to the table with that brand strategy. You have strategists who maybe they'll help you with the strategy part, but they don't do design. And then you have these major ad agencies who are going to charge you, you know, 50 grand for you to get a full suite of designs with the brand strategy. So I saw this need for these smaller businesses to find somebody who could not only help them with the strategy part, but really connect that to that suite of designs and how to take that strategy and communicate it in a way that's really viable and connects to their customers. So once I figured that out and I got really clear on that packaging and how I was going to take that business and really make it work for a team of one, that's when things just started to happen.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So where a lot of entrepreneurs get stuck in the beginning is making money to stay afloat and coming up with the capital to start and grow. And in your case, you abruptly left your job and, yes, you know, you were just winging it in the beginning. So how did you come up with the capital in order to start and grow your business?
So thankfully, I was smart in that I had tried this before. And, you know, like years ago, I had tried to, when I was a stylist, I was trying to make that work. And I'm good. I've got, you know, a couple of hay in the bank account. Like, I've got this. And that money quickly ran out. And all of a sudden I had to start, you know, waitressing and all that to make it work. This time I was much smarter. I had about 3 months worth of salary saved up. And, you know, also my husband was there to kind of support anywhere where we had those slow months, because it is a little bit of this, right? But I'm happy to say that that I didn't have to raise any capital. I really grew lean. And now part of what I like teaching, you know, the other founders that I work with, the other startup founders, is how to really grow your brand in a lean way to make it make sense for you.
Yeah. So can you give us some examples of how you grew in a lean way that maybe our entrepreneurs can adopt for themselves?
Yeah. So for starters, I'm still a team of one, but I work with freelancers. So the nice part about that is I think, you know, employees are kind of risks at the beginning. And I didn't want to have to, you know, be in a tough spot and might have to let somebody go if we had a bad month. So I really worked out my pricing in a way and sort of the way that I work with my freelancers that it not only made sense for me and my company, but it really made sense for them. So they were still able to do other work and whatnot, but they would team up with me and I would bring the strategy piece, and that would create a really robust, you know, offering to my clients. But it didn't force me to have to bring these people on as employees. So now I'm in a position where in the future, I'm going to be able to bring in an in-house mm-hmm. team. But I was really lucky in the beginning to not have to do that in order to make my business work.
Yeah. And it's really important to understand what your business model is, because yes. some business models require to raise money. Right. Some do not, because you can have a cash flow pretty quickly. You know, some require you to hire, you know, pretty robust team. Some do not. When you're more service-based, often you don't have to. You can, you know, use freelancers at least in the beginning. So really knowing your business model and what it requires is really helpful too. Is there anything else you wanted to add about being lean?
Yeah. So the other part of it, I think, was, like I was saying, carving out that niche. So if I had started saying, okay, we're going to do social media and content strategy, and we're going to do all these pieces, there would have been no way to make that work, because I was constantly spending time sending out, you know, an individualized proposal to every client. And it didn't make sense. And it wasn't a scalable model either. So I was like, you know what? That's it. This is what it is. We have two packages. We still have just these two packages. It's strategy and then strategy with design. And everybody that comes in does basically the same thing, but we're very clear about our pricing. Like, there's that full transparency. We put the pricing on our website. We're very open about it. And a lot of people have come to me and said, you know, how is this working for you? Do you really feel like this is the best way to go about it? And I'm like, listen, I have nothing to hide here. Like, we're very competitive with our pricing, but we figured out a way to make it work, and it works for our clients. So
yeah. And I think a lot of people are scared to do that, where they're scared on what they're going to miss out on, but that's really kind of the wrong way of looking at it. Because instead, you're attracting the right clients that you're going to serve best. And as you alluded to, eliminating all this extra work of having to, you know, do individual proposals and that kind of a thing.
Yeah, the back and forth was killing me. I was just, there was no way, unless I hired somebody to just do that aspect, there was going to be no way to make that work for me. So I knew it was taking a risk. But again, I think that's part of what being an entrepreneur is about. You got to know when to take that risk.
Yeah. So how would you say that you differentiate yourself from the competition?
Yeah. So I think what I was saying about that combination between strategy and design. So we're not just coming to you saying, oh, okay, well, what are the characteristics that you want to portray? That creates really inconsistent, very flat, surface level brands. We really dive deep into what makes you a company, and what what's the bigger vision that you have here, and how can we position you in a unique way from your competition? So it's that combination of really robust, smart strategy with really thoughtful, beautiful design that I think makes us different.
Mm-hmm. What direction do you think branding is going? What do you think the future of branding is?
Yeah, I think it's more than just putting this really great front out, like your website, which is basically become like your storefront. It's more than just that now. Now it's about branded content. And I'm really lucky in that I, you know, really grew up in that atmosphere. Yeah. So I already kind of understand it. But I think it's about, again, creating this really, really smart, really thoughtful place in which you're building from that connects with your users. So branding is no longer about the stuff that you sell. It's about the lifestyle. It's about an experience. People want something they can rally behind. And we as consumers ask ourselves, what does buying this say about me? So we are connecting with brands, you know, so as a company, you now have an obligation to really look at the bigger picture and to ask yourself, what's my customer experience and what's the lifestyle I'm selling here? Because I think that's going to trickle into that content.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your journey and expertise with us. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
Are you determined to donate more of your money to Planned Parenthood in 2018? Do you like supporting sanctuary cities and big government? Your current big mobile cell phone does. This year, pledge to be part of a New Year's revolution at Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is revolutionizing the way cell phones are used. They refuse to be a part of Washington's swamp and big mobile's mess. To make it even better for every new customer or line that joins in January, Patriot Mobile is giving a month of service for free when you sign up for 24 months, a whole month of service for free. Patriot Mobile believes in conservatives like you, and 2018 is the year to continue the movement. Are you ready for free phone service? Are you ready for a New Year's revolution? Find out more at patriotmobile.com and use...
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. This week only, buy one HP ink at Staples and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
Ends 4/14/18. See store associate or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@biztv.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Joining us right now is Patrick Ambron. He's the CEO and co-founder of Brand Yourself. Tell us about your company again, brother. Recap for us.
So simply put, Brand Yourself helps people look better online. So that's dealing with dangerous items like poorly judged tweets or Facebook statuses or bad press, as well as helping them promote positive, relevant things.
Well, you just told us an awesome story about how you came through a season of adversity in your life when you were trying to get your business up off the ground. And we cut to a little break there, but we're back now, and you had something that you wanted to add on to it. Take it away, brother. What is that?
Yeah, the question that a lot of people ask is why were you able to get through that, and what made you stay motivated? And I realized, I think part of it too was having a background where I grew up. I grew up in a town called Fishkill, New York, which is, I don't know.
Fishkill.
Kill is Dutch for creek.
Okay.
It's right around Poughkeepsie area, a big IBM town, and most of the town was employed by IBM. And, you know, in the 90s going in, everyone lost their jobs. And it was very difficult for most of the town. And I remember thinking, even when I was a kid, that, I don't ever want to be in a position where, you know, I could work for someone for 20 years and then suddenly, you know, there's nothing I can do. And then you're at a point in your life where you're no longer in the driver's seat, and you get in this place where, like, what are your options? So I think part of it deep down, too, is knowing that I wanted to give myself a chance to never have to be in that position.
And I love that, because people think it's so crazy. People think that job security is real.
Right.
And I know in some cases it is. But for most of the people that have a job that don't take the risks of starting their business, don't take the risks of being an entrepreneur, they are doing it at some level, fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear of whatever. Deep down inside, they think that their choice they're making now is actually the safer one,
the
more comfortable one. We just had one of my friends, Peter Vug, on the show literally yesterday, and he said something that was just like so perfect. I'm trying to remember what it was specifically. It was like basically something along the lines of like, safety is not real. It was like, it was like, oh, being safe is risky.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember exactly. It was like, being safe is risky, though. It was like along the lines.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of like, if you didn't have the experience that I had growing up, but I graduated in 2009, you know, right at that crash.
High school? And college. Okay.
And, if you believed in job security then, like, that blew my mind, which was, I remember,
you're trying to be safe, buy real estate, get a job, and then
it's like, listen, nothing. And if you don't have skills, if you haven't taught yourself or adding some sort of value, you're disposable. And I think, you know, more and more people are realizing that. So, you know, it came down to, how do I do my own thing where I'm in control? And, you know, the other thing that always shocked me is I was able to get through that adversity time, you know, which was basically just, I'm making no money. I feel like I'm going backwards. You know, I'm starting to feel stuck. But I did it at a time where, you know, I was fortunate. Some people have more even obligations than I did. But the older you get, the more those obligations, like, I didn't have anyone to care about. I didn't have, I just cared about myself. If I went too much in the debt. I didn't have a wife,
kids,
mortgage, responsibilities. And I remember thinking that all the time I had to put in, all the sacrifices, you know, that you have to make, I don't know, how would you do that at, you know, on one hand, you're saying you have more experience, so it wouldn't be as difficult, but I can't imagine that.
It's like, it's not real experience.
Right.
In my humble opinion, how could it be real experience if you've actually never built a business?
Right.
I know people, I worked at a company for 20, no, that's okay, that doesn't count.
Right.
You've never paid the money for the salaries of other employees. Mm-hmm. You just complained about that yours wasn't big enough.
Right.
Imagine paying other people's salaries. You haven't spent
making those decisions.
Yeah. Oh, I was a marketer. Great. Well, you never spent the money on the marketing campaigns,
made those
did
decisions
you?
And
yeah.
it's, I can't imagine. I mean, it's going to, I guess to your point, it's going to be a learning curve regardless, a difficult pain, unless you get so lucky. Starting a business, and that's what you want to do.
If somehow, the product, the demand, the timing, crucial.
And those are
the
stories sometimes you hear that give a false sense of what it's going to be like.
The Instagrams.
Yeah.
$1 billion in 18 months.
Right.
Like, come on.
But they're so rare. I mean, that's why they make news, right? They're exceptional.
Yeah.
So there's going to, let's
just
assume,
we don't hear about all the failures.
Right. And but there's going to be, even the successes, there's going to be a very difficult, painful learning curve. Now, maybe a few extra years of experience, you know, change that curve a bit, but not much.
Not much.
Which means if you're going to go through that curve, it's kind of better to just pull the plug earlier, I feel like, because you've got less to lose. And that's kind of something, and again, I've never been on the other side of that, but I feel like a lot of people say, I'm going to wait, I'm going to do this, I'm going to wait till I have X years of experience and I'll be ready. And it's kind of, I don't know, if you want to do it, just do it now, because the longer you wait, the more painful that learning curve is going to be, unless you get really, really lucky.
And I 100% agree with that. CEO and co-founder of Brand Yourself, Patrick Ambron's in the house. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. How do you stay passionate, brother? You're bringing a lot of fire to the house right now. How are you staying so passionate? What keeps you motivated and excited?
I feel every, you know, at least I'd like to say every day, but it's not always the case, but at least every week I really do have a realization of how lucky I am to be in the position I'm in. Like, I look back at my parents and like my relatives and I'm saying, I'm a relatively young man. I'm in the driver's seat. You know, we're certainly not as successful as I want us to be, but the fact that I get to go in and make really difficult decisions, build a team around me, it's really, really stressful. But there's at least once a week, and I try to make it every day, but a real genuine feeling that just I am so lucky to be in this position where, you know, I get to engage myself creatively. I get to you know, lead a team and build people, the type of people I want around me. There's so many people you talk to outside of the entrepreneurship world who, you know, their biggest complaints are, you know, they don't have a say, or they feel like they're not learning anything, or, you know, they don't, you know, you spend all your life in work and you don't have a say with who you work with. And
or you spent 20 years building someone else's asset to find out you're left with nothing.
And you don't even, and a lot of them, you know, as you get older, you feel like I'm not, you know, it's very rarely, you know, the biggest complaints aside from the essentials is if I had just made more money, I'd be happy. And what you really hear is like, I just feel like no one listens to my ideas, or that just the people I work with are idiots. How many times do you hear that?
Or they hate their boss.
I hate my boss, or there's so much office drama and I get to be in control. Like, the fact that that all starts and ends with me, I feel so lucky about it, and all the things that allowed me to do this, that it's really easy to
get distracted,
to get passionate about it again when you realize like I'm in such, you know, such a position that so few people get to be in, that it's easy then to replace a passion, replace the feeling sorry for yourself or getting stressed out with motivation and passion.
I find when we play the comparison game, it expires us or inspires us. But a lot of the times, you know, we do get too focused on our career, too focused on our life, too focused on some of the external factors and circumstances and environments that we're in currently, to pull our head up and be like, wow, in the last 3 years, 5 years, and 10 years, I've come so far.
Yeah.
And 3 years, 5 years, and 10 years ago, I'd beg for the problems.
Yeah.
I'd beg for the situation that I have now. And it helps to remind ourselves. For me now, I was going to put like a number factor on it, but I'll be like mad some months when I won't hit a certain goal.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, oh man, you know, I was so close to getting to X number in personal income. And then I'm like, I'm really feeling bad about that right now. And then I'm like, 3 years ago, I would love to have made that in a year.
Yeah.
And now I'm mad. And so it's just crazy how, like Albert Einstein says, law of relativity, just depending on how you look at the same thing is going to determine how you feel about it.
There's two interesting things in there of what you just said. Number one, the importance of goals, because you can't just feel I'm so lucky. You need to balance that with hitting goals. Like, setting goals is so important because it's what drives you forward. But like you said, it's all relative. So I really do believe in the whatever the saying, the adage, where you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with, which just I heard that and said it's absolutely true that if you surround yourself with the people you want to be in 5 years, suddenly the things that would make you lethargic, like, wow, I'm making good money in a year, whether it's money or position or
health or
whatever it is, it's really important that you put yourself in a situation where you're kind of hitting above your weight class, because that's going to motivate you too. It's going to, you know, because the downside of not doing that is a false sense of I'm doing just fine.
Let's shift gears real quick. Talk about sales and marketing. How are you guys actually going out? How are you generating clients?
So, to date, so we've grown a lot. We've doubled every year since we had the since we started generating revenue.
Yeah.
And that's actually been inbound. So the good thing for us is we've developed a really good reputation in the space. So this can happen to anybody, right? There's three main reasons. First, anyone can say anything about anyone on the web without many repercussions, no matter how true it is.
Yeah.
So we deal, it's like a lot of times it's you get trashed by an ex or an employee you had to fire or someone you competed with, right? And the other one is everything that we do online, everything we post on Facebook to everything that
Don't say it lives forever.
It doesn't go away. And it can come back to bite you.
Yeah.
And more people are realizing that. And once it happens to you, it has such a direct effect on your livelihood that you're looking for solutions. And we've really we've grown through word of mouth. And the fact that when that happens to you, you're looking for help and you'll find our company. And we provide, again, all these tools and things you can use for free. And it brings people to us. That said, we've been building more more ubiquitous tools, we think, that are not just helping you fix problems, but helping you prevent problems and monitor for problems and be proactive. Which means that to grow that, we're going to need to be proactive. So where what we're doing there is we're actually exploring that now. Who are the best people to partner with?
Sum it up for us in a nutshell, short and sweet as we wrap up.
We're looking for partnerships with basically job seekers, which could be colleges for college seniors or job boards for job seekers.
Okay, so somebody says, I love this guy. He's inspirational. His story, he's already inspired me, and I love what his company's up to. Where can they learn more about you or follow you?
They can go to brandyourself.com to learn about the company, or they can follow me at Patrick Ambrod.
There you go. Thanks for coming on the show, brother.
Thank you very much for having me.
Appreciate you. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
And now, a Business Rockstars Minute. How can you make better decisions as an entrepreneur? I'm Pat O'Brien with a Business Rockstars Minute. While procrastination is one thing, pining over one option or another can oftentimes be a huge waste of time. To assist you in making more calculated, thought-out decisions, here are a few things you can start doing now. One, stop worrying. Stop worrying about being perfect all the time. Taking the leap without all the answers is okay sometimes. Two, being independent is a huge part of decision-making. Surround yourself with the best and the brightest, get the information, and act efficiently. Three, don't problem solve, just decide. Sometimes intuition needs to play a role in the decision-making process, just not analytics. If your intuition steers you wrong, admit the mistake and you'll see how your team will have even more respect for you. It lets them know you're human. I'm Pat O'Brien and this has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
Hey, my name's Brent. You ever make a change and then wonder, why didn't I do this a long time ago? That's what's happening for thousands of people with regard to their health care. They're joining MediShare and then they're wondering, why didn't I already do this? For most members, it costs less than half what they were paying for their old health plan. There's a huge provider network, too. You can customize your plan and, this is awesome, MediShare members can go online with a doctor 24/7. So if you need a prescription for the flu or something, it's so convenient for you and your family. So yeah, this is one of those why did I wait on this things. And if you don't love your current health plan, you're not stuck with it. You can join MediShare anytime. By the way, to give you an idea, the typical savings for a family, about $500 a month. It just makes so much sense. Check it out. They're super easy to talk to. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. There was an epic battle recently between a team of lawyers and a computer running revolutionary artificial intelligence software. The challenge was to see who could do the best job of interpreting a standard contract. Lawyers with decades of experience reviewing contracts for some of America's top companies, or an artificial intelligence program developed by a startup company. The participants were given 4 hours to find potential legal problems in 5 standard contracts. The human lawyers achieved an accuracy rate that averaged 85%, but the AI program beat the humans with an accuracy rate of 95%. On top of that, the AI took only 26 seconds, while the lawyers averaged an hour and a half. Let's be fair, this would appear to be very bad news for human lawyers. However, one expert says it will simply free up lawyers to do other things that AI can't do. Meanwhile, the computer had no comment. Learn more at centerforamericatv.org.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. And this is the CEO Roundtable segment. Joining me right now is two rockstar CEOs. Who are you and what do you do? Give us the elevator pitch.
What's up? I'm Cole Hatter. I'm an investor. I'm an author. I'm a speaker. And I just love investing in people and companies that make me a better person, the world a better place.
I love that. And Cole and I are buddies, so they've got a background. It's hard to know what you do.
Yeah, right on.
Elliot?
Elliot Taylor, food and beverage industry, vertically integrated, the alcohol and the restaurants.
I love that. So I like to get the segment started off with kind of letting people know the reality of being a CEO. I think it sounds trendy to be an entrepreneur or a CEO, and from an outsider's perspective, if they haven't already been one, they may think, oh, it must be so cool to be a CEO. You must be so successful, and you must have all these employees, and it must be so cool to be a boss. Although some of those things may be true, I think people relate, and all of us can relate, to failures, mistakes, more so than we can to successes and achievements. So I'll get started with the first one, and then we'll go over to Cole here. I have a huge, spectacular list of failures and mistakes, and I always try to mix it up and do a different one. The one I'll pick is hiring people too quick. And in the beginning of my company, I thought it would be cool, because you can't just call yourself a CEO and be the only person in your company. You got to hire people. And so I hired people on too fast. And in a position where you're bootstrapping it, you need to be really careful and strategic about where you're allocating financial funds. And hiring people just because it makes you seem cooler because you have a company with employees is not the first thing that you should be allocating funds to when you're bootstrapping. And so that was one of my mistakes. I want to hear what yours was, Cole.
You know, I can relate to that. And since, like you said, we are friends, you know, some relationships and business I've gotten into that have backfired as well. So I think there's definitely a due diligence period. You just remembered who I'm talking about. There's a due diligence period of definitely whether you're hiring someone or going to partnership with someone that you should do first. But one of my mentors says kind of the opposite, hire fast and fire faster, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's there's always going to be employee turnover. And almost like dating, you know, if you only date one person for your whole life, or if you had the chance as you're growing up to have different relationships, you can see in somebody what you love about them that you might not known that you would be attracted to. And so the same is true as an entrepreneur looking for employees is if someone meets the criteria, hire them quickly, set your standards and your expectations up front, and if they're not met, fire quickly as well. And so his whole role is turnover. You know, he says he has literally a 98% hire rate. Everyone he sits with, he hires.
This sounds like Gary Vee. Is it Gary?
It's exactly Gary Vee. Yeah, sorry. Right. So I don't know. Yeah, so Gary Vee was talking about this at Thrive, and we've talked about a bunch. He has literally a 98% hire rate and then, you know, over 50% fire rate because he just wants to turn and burn. So I think for long-term relationships, it's important, and especially for partnerships. That's specifically where I've been burnt is letting people not just work for me, but in as far as whether they have equity or are a major decision maker who literally turn out to be frauds. And I lost big for that.
No, absolutely. I mean, and to play off your point, too, I mean, with, you know, you know, taking that responsibility with the failures, no matter how good you think your employees are, if they screw up or if something happens and it reflects poorly on the company or the business that you're in, no matter what, the buck stops with the CEO. You're always going to take the fall, always going to have to step up and take that blame. And so you just have to always be willing to do that, no matter how good your employees are, for sure.
Just curious, from your guys' perspective, what do you think is the hardest part about being an entrepreneur?
Yeah, I mean, giving up, you know, parts of the decision making that you do. As you scale and you get so big, you can't do everything. And I've always been, you know, I've wanted to have my hand in everything and make sure everything's done the proper way, the way I would do it. And that's how most CEOs are. But you get to a point where you have to be able to trust people within your organization to make those decisions and be confident in what those decisions are. And that's hard sometimes. It's hard to you know,
diversify the
major decision making, you know, abilities.
People make that mistake all the time. They're like, well, I can do it better, or I can't trust them to do it.
And yeah, it's hard.
People make that mistake when they're growing their businesses.
Oh, for sure.
I can, you know, piggyback off of that and say that that's something I've struggled with as well, is micromanaging, being a perfectionist. And what I found is that I have done a poor job, still to this day, and I'm growing, of taking what it is I do and creating some type of flow chart system or process so that anyone can replicate it. Yeah. And so I will hire someone and say, here's your job, go. And when it's not done as well as I was just doing it, getting frustrated and being like, why don't you know how to do this?
Yeah,
it's like,
why am I paying you?
I never told you how to do it.
Yeah.
My bad. And so, you know, something, whether it's a process I've created or some way that I've integrated what everyone does, like marketing, to work specific to my business and say, oh, you have a marketing background, handle it. Well, they might not know how I market. And so one of the hard parts for me off of what you're saying is not just micromanaging and the emotional release of letting someone else have that role, right? But then taking the time to properly equip them with the system process from A to Z of how to do it. And one thing I've overcome that with, that I've done with my personal assistant, is actually if it's like something that's done online, like software, screen sharing it or screencasting it so it's recorded like a Camtasia and using a microphone. And literally, if it's a 30-minute video, it's a 30-minute video of showing them every single thing, so that now it's recorded and they can watch it 800 times if they need to until they have it memorized. So that's something I've started doing recently that will
help a lot. That's a great
idea. Yeah, I love that.
It's a really good idea.
I'm always curious to know tools, resources, and different things like that that people are capitalizing on. There's over a billion apps. There's so many different websites and platforms and tools and resources we could be capitalizing on, whether it's Odesk, 99 Designs, LegalZoom, Infusionsoft, Fiverr, you know, different social media platforms for productivity, for health, for whatever. Evernote, we were talking about a couple of them earlier, but it's like, I want to know what you think are the one or two things that you're using that have changed your life or your business. Do you guys have any tools, resources, or apps that, you know, it's integrated?
Dropbox on almost everything.
Okay.
I have every company, differentiated within Dropbox for sure. But legally speaking, I mean, I used to, you know, skimp on that way earlier on. You're like, oh, man, it's such an extra expense. Yeah, let's just do LegalZoom, or let's just use this company, or let's do a Wyoming Corp, whatever it may be. And that will always come back and bite you. You know, you've got to be, I think, with legal terms and legal documents, LOIs, contracts, etc., you got to go full show and you got to pay that dollar, and it'll help you in the long run for sure.
Yeah, I was just having this conversation. There are several things in life you never want to discount.
Yeah.
Tattoos, right? Medical care, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I can go to Mexico and get this operation for cheap. And legal either advice or structuring. And we literally just have this conversation that, you know, you might be able to get some discounts in some things in life, but there are other things that you're going to have to live with the rest of your life that you definitely want the discounts on. So that's huge. For me, it's nothing sexy. The thing that I've noticed has been working the greatest as far as changing my business right now is Google calendars. Nothing exciting, but I have so many different people messing with my schedule, like even booking this out, that the fact that they all have the usernames and the passwords and can all see without having to call each other, email, just looking at my calendar and seeing whether it's open or not, and then each of them scheduling things, has made my life way easier. Because if my wife and I or kids and I have something planned, I just put it in there and say block, B-L-O-C-K. Nobody can touch that.
I feel like with the dynamic here, we could just go back and forth for days.
But
I appreciate you guys for coming on the show. And I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
BizTalk Radio.